Yesterday, we were at the beginning of the section, the origination of matter. So there are four causes of matter, and they are karma, consciousness, temperature, and nutriment. And karma produces the karma-born matter at the arising moment of relinking, and also it produces karma-born matter at every sub-moment all through life. And karma here means 25 wholesome and unwholesome karma of karma-vachara and rupa-vachara. And chaita. Here chaita means 75 types of consciousness, excluding the immaterial sphere or arupa vachara, vipakas, and then two sets of fivefold sense consciousness. They are seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, and so on. And they produce material phenomena originating from consciousness. That means consciousness-born matter, beginning with the first moment of life continuum. Life continuum means the first continuum, life continuum, immediately follow the rebirth. So from that time on, at every moment of arising of each chitta, the chitta produces the chitta-born matter. Chittas are said to be strong or strongest at the moment of arising, and matter is said to be strongest at the moment of presence. Now, among them, there is some things we should note, and so that is given on page 248. Among those chittas, the jhavanas of absorption also uphold the bodily postures. That means, in addition to producing chitta-born matter, they also uphold the bodily postures. And they are jhavanas of absorption. Now, jhavanas of absorption means jhavanas of rupa-vachara, arupa-vachara, and lokuttara. So they are altogether how many? Jhavanas of absorption. Rupa-vachara, kusala, and kriya. Arupa-vachara, kusala, and kriya. And 8 lokuttaras. So altogether there are 26 of them. So these jhavanas are called appana jhavanas in Pali. These jhavanas of absorption also uphold the bodily postures. Now that is why people can keep one posture for a long time when they are in absorption. That is why a person can be just sitting for the whole day or even 7 days when they are in the apana attainment. So apana jhavanas can uphold or maintain the bodily postures in addition to producing consciousness-born matter. And then determining consciousness, jhavanas of the sense sphere and direct knowledge consciousness produce also bodily and vocal intimation. Now there are two intimations, bodily and vocal. So the determining consciousness means the Manodwara Vajana from among the 18 Ahituka Chetas. So the determining consciousness and jhavanas of sense sphere, Kama Vajra Jhavanas. So 12 Akusalas, 1 smile producing, 8 Kama Vajra Kusala, and 8 Kama Vajra Kriya. So they produce in addition to producing consciousness, bond matter, bodily and vocal intimation. And then the 13 jhavanas accompanied by joy produce smiling too. So the 13 jhavanas accompanied by joy produce, in addition to kama bond metta, smiling also. But it is to be understood that also means not just in addition to producing consciousness bond metta, but also uphold bodily postures, produce bodily and vocal intimation, and the last one, produce smiling. This is shown in the table on the right side. This table goes through the types of consciousness in detail. So greed-rooted joy, that means the four chetas accompanied by lobha and somanasa. There are four of them, and they can produce consciousness bond metta, they can uphold postures, they can produce bodily and vocal intimation, and also they can produce smiling. And then the other four, accompanied by equanimity, they can produce three things but not smiling, because you smile with joy, you smile with somanasa, and not you smile with upekkha. And then hate-rooted too can produce, again, three of them but not smiling. And delusion-rooted, because they are accompanied by equanimity, produce three and not the last one smiling. And then sense consciousness 10, that means seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, and so on, they produce none. And two receiving consciousness, they produce consciousness bond metta only. Three investigating, they produce consciousness bond metta only. And five sense door adverting, it produces consciousness bond metta. And mind door adverting, that is the determining consciousness also, so it produces consciousness bond metta, upholds posture, and produces bodily intimation, but not smiling. And smile producing all four of them. So it produces consciousness bond metta, upholds posture, produces two intimations, and also produces smiling. And then sense fear wholesome accompanied by joy. So there are four. So they produce all four. And sense fear wholesome accompanied by equanimity, there are four of them, so they produce just three and not smiling. And then the resultant consciousness, all eight, produce consciousness bond metta only. And then functional, sense fear functional accompanied by joy, all four, and accompanied by equanimity, the first three. And then fine material sphere wholesome, there are five of them, first jhana, second jhana, third, fourth, fifth jhana. So they produce consciousness bond metta, and also they uphold the bodily postures. Now they belong to appana jhavanas. And then the resultant ones can produce mind bond metta only, not postures and so on. And the functionals, because they are jhavanas, they produce mind-bond metta and uphold postures. Immaterial sphere wholesome, four arupa vajra jhanas, kusala. They produce mind-bond metta and uphold posture. But the resultant, nothing at all. And the functionals, again four, they produce consciousness-bond metta and uphold postures. Supramundane eight, because they are jhavanas of absorption, they produce consciousness bond metta and they uphold postures. Direct knowledge. Now abhinya, direct knowledge means abhinya. Abhinya is the specially developed fifth jhana. So there are two of them. One is kusala and the other is kiriya. So these two can produce consciousness born metta, uphold posture, and produce bodily and vocal intimation, but not the smiling. So how many jhavanas have produced smiling? 4, 1, 4, 4, 13. Now among those 13, if you go to the bottom of the page, 248, trainees smile with 6 of these chetas. So trainees are those who have reached enlightenment but who are not arahants. So sotapannas, the sakadagamis and anagamis. So they smile with 6 of these chetas. They are too connected with wrong view, being excluded. Let us read from the beginning. An ordinary worldling may smile or laugh with any of the 4 chetas rooted in greed and accompanied by joy, and with any of the 4 great wholesome chetas accompanied by joy. So they may smile with akusala and they may smile with kusala. So they smile with one of the 8 types of consciousness. But the trainees smile only with 6, because trainees have eradicated a wrong view and doubt. Since they don't have consciousness with wrong view, these two are excluded. So only 6 chetas remain, and with one of these 6 chetas, trainees smile. Arahants may smile with one of the 5 chetas, the 4 joyful great functionals. That means kama vajra kiriya accompanied by somanasa, and then smile producing cheta. And Buddhas also with one of these 5 smile producing chetas. So this is how the rupas or metta, material properties are produced by different types of consciousness, and also the upholding of bodily postures and producing bodily and vocal intimation and producing smiling. So from this chart we know what type of consciousness produces what kind of matter. This is the mind-born matter, the production of mind-born matter. Now we come to the temperature-born matter. Temperature means heat or cold. It is a fire element. So this fire element, which comprises both cold and heat, on reaching its stage of presence, produces, according to circumstances, both internal and external material phenomena originating from temperature. So here, there are 2 kinds of temperature, internal and external. And they produce only when they reach the present stage. Now, as the material properties are strongest at the stage of presence, they produce temperature-born matter only when they reach the present stage. Now, consider the Patisandhi Chitta. So at the first sub-movement of Patisandhi Chitta, what material properties are produced? Kama-born, right? So kama-born materials are produced at the arising moment of relinking. But at the present moment of relinking, those kama-born material properties reach the stage of presence. So when they reach the stage of presence, they are strong. So among them there is the fire element. It may be cold or it may be heat. And so that fire element produces temperature-born material properties from that moment. And at the next moment also, those that arise at the present moment of relinking reach the present stage, then they are strong and they produce. And so at almost at every moment, except the first sub-moment of relinking consciousness, temperature born, metta is produced. And then we have the nutriment born, rupa. The nutriment known as nutritive essence on reaching its stage of presence produces material phenomena originating from nutriment at the time it is swallowed. Now, it is just a convenient statement that when at the time it is swallowed, even before you swallowed it, when you put it in the mouth, and then the essence in the food touches the taste buds, then from that time on, nutriment born rupa is produced, not only when you swallow it. So even before swallowing, you can experience the taste. So when you experience the taste, the taste buds experience the nutriment in the food. And so when those nutriments in the food reach the present stage, then they produce nutriment born rupa. Now in the note, in the guide, there is a saying, the internal nutritive essence supported by the external produces material phenomena at the moment of presence starting from the time it is swallowed. Now, it is the opinion of one teacher. So, according to the opinion of that teacher, it is the internal nutritive essence that produces nutritive born matter. It produces nutritive bond matter when it gets support from the external nutritive essence. Now, there is nutritive essence in the food, and there is nutritive essence in your body. So according to this view, what produces the nutritive bond matter is the internal nutritive essence. But it can produce only when it gets the support of the external nutritive essence. That means only when you eat something and you get the nutriment from outside do they produce nutritive bond rupa. But there are other teachers who believe that external nutritive essence can also produce nutritive bond matter. Now, you eat something and you gain weight, or you take some medicine and you become healthy and so on. And so they explain that that is the nutritive bond matter caused by external nutriment. So whether they are internal nutritive essence or external nutritive essence that produce nutritive born matter, they produce only when they reach the stage of presence and not at the stage of arising and not at the stage of dissolution. So now we try to find out which material properties are caused by which cause. So for this, please turn to the chart at the end of this chapter. So on page 263, the second part of the chart. So there you see four causes. And four causes are karma, consciousness, temperature, and nutriment. So, karma born, how many are karma born here? 18, right? Earth, water, fire, air, and then eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and form, not sound, and then smell, taste, tangibility, femininity, masculinity, heart base, life faculty, nutriment, and space. So they are said to be produced by karma. So you have eye sensitivities. These eye sensitivities are produced by karma. Ear sensitivity produced by karma, and so on. So whether you have good eyesight or not is the result of your karma in the past. So you have good karma and you will not have wear glasses even when you get old. But we are not like that. We have to use glasses because our eye sensitivity is not so good. So that depends on your karma in the past. From this chart you know which material properties are caused by karma only and which are caused by both all karma, chaita, temperature and nutriment. So among the 18, earth, water, fire and air are caused by all four causes. But eye, ear, nose, tongue, body are caused by karma only. And then form or rupa, visible object, is caused by four causes. And then sound. Now, sound is caused by only two causes, consciousness and temperature. So sometimes it is caused by consciousness and sometimes it is by temperature. When you make a noise, when you make a voice, when you speak, then that voice or that sound is caused by your consciousness. And there are sounds outside the living beings, and those are caused by utu or temperature. And then smell, caused by all four causes, and taste, all four causes. And then femininity is caused by karma only. According to karma, you are born as a female or a male. Masculinity also karma. Heart base also caused by karma. Life faculty caused by karma. And nutriment is caused by all four causes. And space by all four causes. Okay. So when you read down, you get the 18 that are caused by karma. And then the second column caused by consciousness. So the four great essentials, and then form, sound, smell, and taste. And then down there, what is this? Nutriment. And space, and all down until malleability. So these 15 are caused by consciousness. So they are called consciousness-born matter. And then temperature-born matter, again, how many? 13. So these 13 are temperature-born, and nutriment-born are how many? 12. So these 12 are nutriment-born. So if we read across, then we see earth is caused by all four causes, water by all four causes, and so on. So karma-born matter, material properties are 18, chitta-born 15, temperature-born 13, and nutrition-born 12. Now, we come to the four characteristic matter. They are not caused by anything. These characteristics of matter means arising, the production, continuity, decay, and impermanence. So they are blank here. So that means they are not caused by any of the causes. Because these characteristics are not produced by any, since their intrinsic nature consists solely in the qualities of being produced, etc. That means they are not the real rupas, but just the arising of rupa is called the production and continuity, and presence of rupa is called decay, and dissolution of rupa is called impermanent. So they are not said to be caused by any of the causes. Now next section deals with the material groups of material phenomena. So material properties arise as groups, and they are called in Pali Rupa Kalapa. Now Kalapa means group and Rupa means matter, so group of matter. And there are said to be 21 of them, or the 21 of them are mentioned in the manual. And they have a common base, namely the cognis and great essentials, which are the proximate cause for the derivative phenomena as well as for each other, and they all occur together from the arising to the cessation. Now, that are constituted as groups must arise together, and they must cease together, and they must have a common base. Something like chetasikas. Now, what is the characteristic of chetasikas? They must arise together with cheta, they must perish together with cheta, they must have the same object, and they must have the same base. So, similarly, those that are grouped into different groups must arise together, and they must cease together, and they must have a common base. Base here means the four great essentials, because they always depend on these four great essentials. Now, when making groups, the basis for these groups is the eight inseparable material properties that are described as pure octet. So we find pure octet on page 246. So there it is said, a material group, kalapa, that consists solely of these eight elements is known as a pure octet, sudhataka, or a group with nutritive essence at S8. So this pure octet will be the basis on which different groups are formed. Just as there are material properties produced by karma and others by citta and so on, the groups are also said to be the karma produced, consciousness produced, and so on. So therein, life and eight inseparable material phenomena together with the eye are called as the eye sensitivity. So there must be other nine material properties in this decade. So they are the eight inseparable ones and life or jivita. So just you keep eight inseparable ones, and then add jivita or life, you have nine. And then add the eye sensitivity, you get 10. So these 10 material properties are called eye decad. A group of 10 material properties with eye in it. Similarly, by joining the former nine together with the ear and so forth, the ear decad, nose decad, tongue decad, body decad, female decad, male decad, heart base decad should respectively be formed. So we have eye decad, ear, nose, tongue, body, female, male, and heart. What does the heart base decad consist of? Eight inseparables, life, and heart base, right? So male decad, life, eight inseparables, and masculinity. Female decad, life, eight inseparables, and femininity, and so on. Inseparable material phenomena together with life are called the vital nonet. Nonet means nine. a group of nine. So it is called vital nonet, jivita navaka in Pali. Since there are only nine, it is the eight inseparables plus life. So eight inseparables plus life is vital nonet, and then you add eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, femininity, masculinity, and heart base, and you get the other daggers. So altogether there are nine daggers that are originated by karma, that are produced by karma. Next is chaitabond groups. So the inseparable material phenomena constitute the pure octet. So first there is pure octet. This is one produced by chitta. Then together with bodily intimation constitute the bodily intimation nonet. So if you add bodily intimation to the eight inseparables, then you get nine. So those nine are called intimation nonet. Together with vocal intimation and sound, vocal intimation daggered. So when there is vocal intimation, there is always sound. So the two are together. So vocal intimation, sound, and pure octet, the group of them is called vocal intimation daggered. And together with the material phenomena of the lightness triad. Now lightness, malleability, and wieldiness, they always arise together. So we cannot take just one of them. We must take three of them together. And so together with the material phenomena of the lightness triad, then we have undecad of the lightness triad. Here undecad means 11, a group of 11. So 8 plus 3, we get the group of 11. Then the dodecad of bodily intimation and the lightness triad. So we combine bodily intimation and lightness, three begin by lightness. So we get tridecad, 13 of them. These names are quite foreign to us. Undecad, dodecad, tridecad. Now do means two, tri means three, and or un means one. So undecad means, decad means 10, so 10 plus 1, 11. Dodecad, 12, and tridecad, 3 of vocal intimations. So here tridecad or 13 is 8 plus vocal intimation, sound, and lightness 3. And these six material groups originate from consciousness. So they are the groups of material properties produced by consciousness. So there are six of them. Next is the temperature bond groups. There also the first one is the pure octet. So pure octet is one. The sound nonet, that means a pure octet plus sound. And then undecad of the lightness triad. Pure octet plus lightness triad. So 8 plus 3, 11. The dodecad of sound and the lightness triad. So here sound plus lightness, malleability, and wieldiness plus the 8. These four originate from temperature. So these are temperature-borne kalabas or the groups of matter caused by temperature. And then nutriment-borne groups. There are only two of them. So the first one is the pure octet. And the second one is undecad of the lightness triad. So the octet plus, pure octet plus lightness triad, and we have 11. So there are only two nutriment born material groups. Of them, the two material groups produced by temperature, the pure octet and the sound nonet, are found externally too. All the rest are strictly internal. So, out of the 21 groups, only two groups can be found outside living beings. And the two are pure octet and the sound nonet. The others are all or strictly internal. Only they are found only internally, only in the bodies of living beings. So, following this, we know that outside living beings, what we call non-living things, are just 8 inseparable material properties, and sometimes when there is sound, then they are sound nonet. So only these two can be found outside living beings. So the 8 inseparables are everywhere, in the trees, in the stones, in the rocks, the rivers, and so on. But when there is sound, then there is a sound nonet outside. So sound nonet can be both outside and inside. Pure octet also can be both outside and inside. But the others are always inside or internal. Let us look at the chart again. The chart is just a repetition of what we just read. So there are 21 groups. Or in the book, the vertical line after temperature born should not go up until the top. Please look at the handouts. There is a chart. The line should be like the one in the handout. So 21 groups, section 16 to 22, and then the line under it should go all to the end. And 2 nutritive bonds should be under that line. So the 21 should contain or include the 2 nutriment bonds also. So the line there is not quite correct. So it should be like on the handouts. Now, there are 9 karma born groups. So the first group is called I Dekat, and now you see that the 4 essentials, and then I, and then, what is this? Form, and then smell, and then taste, and then life faculty, and then nutriment. These 10 are called I Dekat. And then ear decad with ear sensitivity, tongue decad with tongue, body decad with body, a female decad with femininity, male decad with masculinity, and base decad with heart base. And then there is the vital nonet. So the 9 of them, the 8 inseparables and life faculty. And then there are 6 consciousness born. So they are pure octet, the 8 inseparables, and then bodily intimation nonet, that is 8 plus bodily intimation. You go down and you see the bodily intimation there. And then vocal intimation decad, that means with vocal intimation and sound. And then undecad, the 8 inseparables with 3 beginning with likeness. And then dodecad is 8 inseparables, and then nutriment, vocal intimation, and the 3. Oh, there is sound also, right? In the book, they are not parallel to each other, so it is difficult to read. So you have to make some lines to show this. At least in my book. I don't know whether it is in this book. 263. Yeah, a little. So these are six consciousness-born kalapas or groups of matter. And then four temperature-born pure octet, sound nonet, um decad, and do decad. And then two nutriment-born pure octet and um decad, 8 and 11. So from this chart you know what material properties are contained in what group. Let us say in the I-decad you know that there are eight inseparables and life and I and so on. Now, under the 21 groups, now we have space. Space is always blank. And the four beginning with production are always blank. Now it is mentioned in the manual that space is not considered to be in the groups because it is outside the groups. It is something that demarcates the different groups. And the characteristic marks just indicate, they are just the marks of the material properties. They are the arising, presence, and dissolution of the material properties. So the wise state that they are not constituents of material groups, so they are not included in the material groups. Actually, the space is outside the groups, and so it is not included in the groups. And characteristic marks are just the mark or mode of the material properties. They are not the real ones. The marks are not the real ones, not those that really exist, and so they are not included in the material groups. Now, we would like to know when in one life these material properties first arise. And also at what moment they arise. And also we want to know when they last arise in one life. So this will be dealt with in the next section called the occurrence of material phenomena. Now all these material phenomena are obtained with no deficiency according to circumstances during the course of existence in the sensuous world. During the course of existence means after rebirth. Now rebirth is called rebirth and the rest is called during the course of existence. In Pali it is called pavatti. You see the word in the Pali section of this page. Second line of Pali, pavattiyam. So we have two, patisanti and pavatti. At patisanti moment and during pavatti. So during pavatti means during life. Beginning with one moment from patisanti all through life. So during the course of existence in the Kama Vajra world, all these material properties are obtained with no deficiency. But at rebirth linking, to moisture-born beings and to those of spontaneous birth, there arise at most the seven decades. The decades of eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, sex, and the heart base. As a minimum, Sometimes the eye, ear, nose and sex decades are not obtained. This is how deficiencies of material groups should be understood, or therefore the deficiency of material groups should be understood by way of these groups. Now, in this paragraph, two kinds of beings are mentioned, two moisture-born beings, and to those of spontaneous birth. Now, moisture-born beings are like flies, mosquitoes, and those are born on moisture or on dirt. And those of spontaneous birth are the hell beings. Now, it is said that devas don't have to be in the womb of their mother. So when they are reborn fully developed, about 16 years of age. So they are called spontaneous born. But we human beings have to be in the mother's womb for 10 months, and then we are born and we have to develop little by little. But for the devas, as soon as they were born, they are born the age of 16 years. So they are called opapatika. Opapada means dropping. So they are like they have dropped from some other realm, and so they are called opapatika in Pali, and this is translated as spontaneous birth. So moisture-born beings include certain lowly forms of animal life. So those that are born from dirt, water, and so on. So for them, at the moment of rebirth linking, how many decades arise? Eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, sex, and heart-based decade. So these arise. As a minimum, sometimes the eye decade, ear, nose, and sex decades are not obtained. Sometimes there may be nose, eye decade, ear decade, and so on. So it is said that eye, ear, nose, and sex decades can be deficient. They may not arise in some beings. So these two kinds of beings, the moisture-born beings and those of spontaneous birth. So for them, the rebirth linking, there are 7 decades, and sometimes some of them may be not found. Some of them may be missing. Now, to the womb-born creatures, there arise at birth 3 decades, the decades of body, sex, and the heart base. Sometimes, however, the sex decade is not obtained. Thereafter, during the course of existence, that means during life, after the moment of Patisandhi, gradually there arise the eye decade and so forth. Now, human beings are born from womb of their mother, and so they are called womb-born creatures. They are human beings, animals, and some other beings. Now, there are 2 kinds of womb-born creatures. The first one is called egg-born beings, those who are born from eggs, and the other is those who are born from wombs. Birds are called egg-born beings. So first they have to be born as eggs, and then again they have to be born as birds. Actually, they are called twice-born. Let us say for human beings, at the moment of Patisandhi, how many decades are produced? Body decade, sex decade, and the heart-based decade. So these 3 decades are produced at the moment of Patisandhi for human beings. So when a human being takes conception, at the moment of conception, there is the resultant consciousness, and then chetasikas going along with it, and then these 3 decades. Since each decade has 10 material properties, that means 30 material properties are produced at the moment of rebirth for human beings and other womb-born creatures. However, sometimes the sex decade is not obtained. Sometimes a human being may be born without sex. Thereafter, during the course of existence, gradually there arises the eye decade and so on. Now, it is explained in the commentaries that at the beginning of this world system, when the Brahmas die from the Brahma world and they are reborn as human beings, so the first human beings are those born of spontaneous birth. So the first human beings didn't have to go through the process of pregnancy and so on. And at the beginning, it is said that human beings are born without sex. So they are neither men nor women, just human beings. And then later on, due to their eating things and so on, they became differentiated as men and women. So that is why it is said here, sometimes the sex decade is not obtained. Sometimes means at the beginning of a world cycle. And also, human beings may be born without sex. In connection with it, the commentaries explain how a fetus, not the commentaries, but the Buddha himself and the commentaries added some more, so how a fetus develops in the mother's womb. I think it is interesting to know this. And they are given in the handout. Development of fetus in mother's womb. According to a discourse in a Sanyutta Nikaya and also according to the commentaries. So there are two versions of this. Now the first one. The first week there is what is produced is called kalala. I gave you the Pali words also, kalala. It is clear water like rupa. Now that is 3 decades, 30 rupas. So that is, in Pali it is called kalala. So that is produced at the moment of Patisandhi and during the first week it develops. And then during the second week it changes to what is called abuddha, a foam like rupa. First it is just a clear liquid. Now it becomes a little thick. So it becomes like a foam. And then third week it is called Paisi, it has become a lump. And then fourth week it is called Ghana, a solid rupa. Now it is hardened into a solid rupa. And then fifth week is called Pasaka, that means 5 swellings. Now first it is just a bit of rupa and now it has 5 swellings for head, 2 hands and 2 feet. And Buddha stopped there and did not talk about the 6th week, 7th week, 8th week and so on. And then it is explained in the commentaries that at the 11th week or during the 11th week, eye, ear, nose, tongue, sensitivities arise. And then jumping from the 11th week to 42nd week, they said head hair, body hair, knees and so on appear. So this is how the development of a fetus in its mother's womb is described in the commentaries. It may not coincide exactly with medical science now, but more or less, I think it is interesting. Well, let's have a break.